You're listening to The Profile.
Welcome to the Leadership Special, where Christian leaders find strength, wisdom, and encouragement to lead with grace, courage, and purpose. I'm Andy Peck, your host, and I've had the privilege of interviewing nearly 1,000 guests over the last 20 years on various aspects of their leadership activity and journey. So whether you have a leadership title or are simply aiming to use the influence you have wisely, I hope you'll enjoy this next conversation and join us again next week.
The Leadership Show with Andy Peck.
Welcome to the show that aims to support and encourage Christians who lead. What is 44 years old and been seen by 11 billion people worldwide? Give up. Well, I'm referring to the Jesus film, first shown in 1979, primarily uses the Gospel of Luke as the main basis for the story, and the film has reached another milestone, being available in its 2,200th language, Bwana, a dialect of the Kalango language, spoken in Côte d'Ivoire, West Africa. I'm delighted to be joined on the Leadership Show by Josh Newell, the Executive Director of the Jesus Film Project, to talk about the leadership joys and challenges of this extraordinary missional endeavor. So welcome, Josh, to the Leadership Show.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
So this latest translation, I understand, has particular poignancy for you and your wife, Holly.
Yeah, that's right. We've been involved in the mission of Jesus Film Project for ever since we've been married. So that's been 26 years. And early on, we were doing a language translation in the nearby country to Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, in a country called Burkina Faso. And we were in the process of doing a language translation means that we partner together with Bible translators. And we were working on this project for well over a week. And it was kind of a slog, if I'm honest. And we needed a break. And so the Bible translator took us out to the countryside, several hours away. And we walked up this long, dusty hill road, and we finally got to the top, and we just saw the valley open up before us. And for as far as the eye could see, you could just see the plains stretch. And she said, "I often come here to pray for the people on the other side of the border in Ivory Coast. And because I wonder who will go. Because it who will go and preach the gospel to these far-flung off people." And so she said, "Will you pray with me that someone will go and that the gospel will go to the people?" She didn't even know what the tribes were that were down in the valley below that we could see. But we prayed, and it was this holy moment. And we felt like, okay, God, you are able. And you care more about reaching people all around the world than we do. And we've given our lives to it. So would you make a move? And then 25 years later, the gospel has come to the Kalango people. And there's been lots of activity in between then and now. But I think what that shows us is, or at least what's particularly poignant about that for me and my wife, is that really God does care. And he will make a way. And so it's fun to see kind of the beginning and the middle and the end of a story like that. You don't often get that.
So wonderful, Josh. And you mentioned that you've been involved in the Jesus Film Project as long as you've been married. What led you into it in the first place?
Yeah, I was a student at university, and I was involved with a mission called Campus Crusade for Christ on campus there. We were having a student conference over the Christmas time break. A speaker came and spoke about the Great Commission. I'd heard about that before and wasn't particularly moved by that necessarily. But when I heard that there were billions of people who have never even heard of Jesus, much less had the opportunity to follow him, then my heart started to stir. And I felt like that was that's an injustice that in that day and age, in the late 90s at that time, I thought, we have all the technology available. Why can't people know about Jesus? And so I was compelled. And so it turned out that speaker was the leader of the Jesus Film Project at the time. He unfolded a strategy to reach everybody in their own language. that involved dubbing the Jesus film into every language possible so that everybody could hear and understand Jesus without having to learn another language to understand who he is and how to follow him. And so it's been a wild and fun ride over the last 2.5 decades, of course, with my wife as well. And it keeps getting better year over year.
Wow. So you mentioned, well, we mentioned at the start, this 2,200 languages into which the Jesus film has been translated, which is a staggering thing. So can you just briefly tell us what the process is of translating and no doubt finding actors and actresses to play the words?
Yeah. Well, it can take years, as we just heard about the Buono, but it really, every single language that we do is a partnership, collaboration with Bible translators and the local community that we're endeavoring to translate the gospel into. And so it begins and ends with partnership. And we have the privilege of partnering with over 1,800 organizations, a lot of them Bible translators and church planters around the world from every denomination and stripe of the body of Christ. Because Bible translation is very methodical and careful to make sure that the Word of God is accurately translated into every language, it can take a while. And so and Bibles can take up to 25 to 30 years to complete. So we work to expedite the translation process with Bible translators by focusing on the Gospel of Luke first, because that's what the Bible, the Jesus film is based on. And once that is done, then the script of the Jesus film can be faithfully translated as well. Everything that the Jesus film is based off of the Gospel of Luke, and every word that Jesus speaks is from Scripture. And then we send a team to do the recording. We gather about 25 to 30 actors and actresses who are not truly actresses and actors. A lot of times they are volunteers lending their voice to a project, a labor of love for their community. And we work with the local community and the Bible translation team. And over the course of a week or so, we dub each line word by word, line by line, and make sure that the lip sync looks like Jesus is actually speaking Buono, for example. And we've done that over 2,000 times, and there's 7,000 languages, so there's a lot more to go, and the pace is picking up, thankfully. But we really believe that the most dignifying thing that you can do is share Jesus in someone's heart language.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like an astonishing project. What typically gives you the most leadership challenges, Josh?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question, because every day feels like a leadership.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. We have a staff team of over 450 people based around the world working on different projects. The end goal, of course, is to share Jesus. And so we take these, you know, the film that's been translated so many times, and we mobilize, working with church planters and Christian leaders and communities to show the Jesus film and to show other movies that communicate who Jesus is and gives people an opportunity to follow him and be part of a Christian community, whether that's a church or a small group afterwards. And we've done that with 11 billion people over the course of years, and hundreds of million people have put their have indicated that they put their faith in Jesus. And so when I think about the challenges, it's about working together and going to the places that have yet to hear. And there's always a tension of making sure that we are, you know, faithful to the communities that we've preached to, and also going to new communities that haven't heard yet. And so that challenge is probably what continues to, be a daily balance, I think, for all of our teams. How do we disciple, and how do we proclaim the message of Jesus? And there's lots of opposition. It's not like every community is ready to hear the gospel. There's a lot of opposition sometimes to preaching Jesus. And so the spiritual attack and the and resistance to the gospel by governments and by cultures can be challenges as well.
Yeah. Just to explain for mathematicians who are thinking, hang on, there aren't 11 billion people on the earth at the moment. This is because obviously it's been going for decades. And so, you know, over that time, this number of people can said to have heard the gospel through the Jesus film.
Yeah, that's an important distinction. I'm glad that you made that distinction, because we don't want to overclaim. And the reason why we know, and that's a pretty safe estimate, is because we work with so many organizations that it really can't be just us doing the work. So we collaborate, and they're seeing incredible spiritual fruit as a result of that collaboration. And so it's a really fun time to be alive.
Sure. Josh, I've seen on occasions examples of groups turning up in a village and a big screen somewhere in the village showing the film. And then obviously people then can respond almost like an evangelistic crusade might be. Would that be a typical scenario, or are there many different options that describe what's happened?
Well, yeah, you can think about how media has changed over the last 45 years. But what you described is a classic example of how the Jesus film goes to communities that are disconnected from, other population centers. So many times these communities don't have running water or power, or even are literate. That's why the power of film is so important. So what you described is a team that goes into a village that is and uses a projector. Now it's a digital projector. It used to be those 16 millimeter clack, 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 clack projectors, and setting up a big screen. And people, because it's novel, it's in their own language, that's what initially might attract people who haven't heard about Jesus before. But as they're watching the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus unfold on screen, they realize this is a true story, and they're having an encounter with Jesus, like the real Jesus, not a movie. Jesus is in their midst, and we call these incarnational moments with Jesus, and people respond. It's incredible to see the response of folks who are recognizing that what they're watching is true, and that not only that, but there's a God who cares enough to come and meet them in their own place, in their own language, and save them. And so that's a holy endeavor that we feel like is worth stewarding and continuing, even despite a lot of obstacles.
Yeah, and no doubt church planters would look back at the showing of a Jesus film as being a significant part of how a community or a church has been planted.
Yeah, that's right. I think a few years ago, the AD 2000 movement, there was a study done that the Jesus film had been directly responsible for helping plant 1 million churches around the world.
Wow.
That was a while ago. And since then, we've made even more intentional efforts. And I can say that over 45 years, these strategies have built over time. It's not like we started out thinking, "Hey, how did we get church planters involved with this?" It was more like our focus has been to make sure that every person on earth has an opportunity to hear about Jesus. And when you have that focus, then you start to work with people that can get the job done. And so, church planters would take the Jesus film more than we would at some point, because we were doing it ourselves, and then they were seeing incredible results. And then we just adopted their model and started to multiply it throughout every country on earth. And that's how 11 billion people estimated have an opportunity to see Jesus.
Sure. And Josh, you've been involved for 26 years. What's kept you fresh and motivated for this task?
Well, I think one of the ways that the Lord has wired me is that I like big problems, and I like the fact that the Lord has already in His Word made some pretty big promises about these problems. So what I'm referring to is in Matthew 24:14, Jesus says, "This gospel will be and then will come." And so He describes the process for how the gospel will go out into every language. And so what we try to do is match up that strategy. And so I like thinking about, well, okay, Lord, you're going to do this work. And if it's just about us responding to your promise, then you're going to make it happen. And, you know, there's a lot of good thinking that goes into that, but it's all driven by I would say by the Holy Spirit and a lot of discernment. And so that keeps me going. But I think the results, if we did all that work and we didn't see any results, then it would be really difficult. But we've seen so many people have their lives changed by the Jesus film and by other movies that we've made in the last 44 years that lift up Jesus. One guy in the Bwana language that we've been talking about is a government official. And he said, you know, we understand different trade languages. The major languages are spoken in Cote d'Ivoire, but when Jesus speaks Bwana, it's like, it's not reaching our minds, it's reaching our hearts. And so I love hearing stories like that. And I love seeing people's lives change and communities change. The Jesus film has been, you know, when it's shown in a village, and then we go back and do studies, then the markers of society change for the better, because the gospel has gone in and changed lives. So things like drunkenness and infidelity, beatings, these type of things are going down, and caring for one another is going up. And so that's a story that, you know, only God gets the glory for, because he's changing people's lives, and the world is changing as a result.
Josh, you mentioned that technology's changed over the years. Obviously, we're in the age of artificial intelligence. I don't know if that's starting to affect your work and the work of translators.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, I mean, on one hand, the screen sizes have gotten smaller over the last 45 years. You think about going from big theaters to TV screens, and now it's like what's on our phones. And so, yeah, it's just rapid technology that the world is becoming more connected and yet spiritually disconnected than ever. It's estimated that in this TikTok generation, you have one second to grab someone's attention before they move and scroll onto the next thing on their phone. And so that's a massive spiritual challenge. But what we've seen is that when you can grab someone's attention through a beautiful story or beautiful film production, you know, beautiful media, and you combine that with the truth of the gospel, then people's lives are more than just about consuming media. It's about having an encounter with Jesus. And so it really is important that everything that we do isn't just like a machine, but it's embedded and rooted in the Holy Spirit going out. And this morning I was just praying through the daily office and thinking, okay, Lord, you will accomplish your purposes. You have a plan for the nations, and what a wonderful time to be a part of that. With all this technology, you can kind of see a pathway for everyone on earth hearing about Jesus.
Yeah. And I sense, Josh, that within you, there's a peace, as you do your work, because you are assured of God's purposes. You don't come across as someone who's exhausted after 26 years of doing this, but that confidence in God is very much firmly there, which is wonderful to see. Obviously, the show is primarily listened to by English speakers, and I'm sure the film is still used in the English speaking world as well.
Yeah, it is. It's an older film, so it can feel dated, but the timelessness of it is that the production value still, I think, holds. Shot on location in Israel.
Yep.
It's from the Gospel of Luke, and anytime you have scripture come to life on screen and you have that production value, then you can, it still will be effective. And so in the English speaking world, where we see a lot of traction is during Christmas and Easter, when the story of Jesus is, you know, is heightened. But we've since put all of our films on an app that you can have 2,200 languages now in your pocket. And at any moment, you can share Jesus with people around you. And increasingly in this multicultural world, in places like in my neighborhood, I have a Portuguese speaking neighbor, a Farsi speaking neighbor, somebody from India down the street, and an Arabic family down the road. Our communities are changing, and you no longer need a passport to be a missionary. You just need to have the gospel right at your fingertips. And so I think the Western world, the Lord in his timing, I think, is giving us an opportunity to reach people because they're coming to our doorstep. And you know, we can be afraid of that, or we can go with confidence, knowing that this might be how the Lord is going to reach people who've never heard before.
So English speaking people in the UK who have international neighbors of whatever language could usefully use this film as an outreach into their neighborhood.
Yeah, and if you'll permit me, just one quick example. There's several ministries like that in the UK and in Europe, because of immigration over the last 10 years or 15 has been exploding. One of our partners is Elijah 21, based in Germany, and they, for the last 10 years, have been working with local churches to have host dinners for refugees and immigrants in their communities. And churches initially were pretty apprehensive about welcoming in this community, but when they paired those dinners with showing the Jesus film in different languages, so because they're German, they figured out how to time five different showings at the exact same time during these dinners. There's one in Farsi, one in Arabic, one in Turkish, all going on. And people are responding, and the church is seeing a pathway for how they can be an instrument in reaching people. And so, I that's just one example of people who are finding Jesus because either the turmoil or the circumstances in their own country has caused them to go find refuge somewhere else or a better life. And circumstantially, they're looking to improve their life, but what they're finding is something that's going to ultimately change their eternal destiny, which is amazing.
Yeah. So in the providence of God, the pain and struggle could well be leading to a wonderful future. So praise God. Yeah. Yeah. So as we come to a close, Josh, what might the future hold for you and the project? You've had 2,200 languages. You said there's many more to do. So I don't know what the next year or two looks like.
Yeah. Well, we have a vision for 2033, and that's because so many of our partners have that same type of vision that will mark 2,000 years since the Great Commission was given by Jesus. And we can see a pathway for doing every single language remaining and getting the gospel in everybody's heart language. That's one thing. I think the technology that you alluded to, AI and other rapidly changing technologies, are going to help us accelerate getting the gospel out through social media and through, even artificial intelligence can help us do translation. So that's the second thing. And then we're animating the Jesus film and putting it into the visual heart language of the next generation. And so we're really excited about that because we'll be able to use all the languages that the Jesus film is in and be able to present it in a high quality format that kids, families, and teenagers are going to be able to resonate with. And so the gospel will be, I think, even more relevant for the next generation in the next few years. And of course, we're working in partnership to make sure that that happens on a global scale.
Fabulous. Well, as we close, Josh, is there a website that UK leaders could access easily?
Yeah, it's jesusfilm.org, one word, jesusfilm.org. And you can go, I think what's great about that resource is that you can go online and watch the Jesus film and 220 other movies that we've made that lift up Jesus, from short conversation starters and things designed for youth, to families, to women, to men. Everybody, everywhere is who we want to get the gospel to. So now these resources are freely available, and you can download the app from there and find out a little bit more about what the mission of Jesus film is all about.
Fantastic. Well, we started by celebrating 2,200 languages, but also we can celebrate the fact that within English also, people can use this film. So thank you so much for all that you shared and for the confidence you have in God's work in this way.
It's a privilege, Andy. Thank you for having me.
That was my conversation with Josh Newell. He is the executive director of the Jesus Film Project, chatting about the way in which it's reached 2,200 languages. But of course, it's still very much a film that's in English and that you could use if you have a neighborhood with speakers other than English who would maybe value getting to know and hear about Jesus. So Josh mentioned that website, the jesusfilm.org. Go to there and you can find out much more and utilize the opportunities that are on that website. It's my joy as always to curate these shows. Do email me if you've got ideas or speakers or thinkers that you think would be good guests for me to have. We've got hundreds of former shows. If you go to the premier.plus app or website, type in the Leadership Show. Also go to the podcast provider where you get your podcasts, Apple, Podbean, Spotify. Type in the Leadership Show, or indeed the Leadership File, its former name, and you'll get many hundreds of shows. So this is Andy Pett, your host, thanking you for your company and looking forward very much to the next time. Bye for now.
The Leadership Show with Andy Peck. To get in touch, email andy.peck@premier.org.uk.
You've been listening to The Profile in association with Premier Christianity Magazine.